Yeah, was trying to check in. All right, Bob, how am I coming in over your way?
You're doing about 30 over S9.
Okay, roger, roger. Well, you're doing about the same. Very good signal. So thank you for running the logger tonight. And like always, and I'm going to go ahead and throw out another call too, and then I'll get you to run the preamble as well. So thanks, Bob. Anyone else for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net? Your call sign, please. Well, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if we didn't get a whole lot of check-ins tonight, just for the simple fact that everybody is burnt out on this news, and everybody is disgusted, and it's amazing of what has transpired within the last couple weeks, and yeah, it's making everybody sick. So, you know, I can understand why people would not necessarily want to check in just to hear the same old stuff. But, you know, we need to be aware of what's happening around us, ladies and gentlemen. So that's why we dedicate ourselves to doing this net. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXNSC, and we're looking for check-ins.
We're listening right now,
Jesse,
but want to go ahead and check in.
Sounding good. Okay, roger, roger. Is my signal a lot better now?
Yeah, I'm fine. Signal good.
Okay, Larry, we got you in there then. N4ROQ, Mr. Larry out of Tennessee. And thanks for coming in, Mr. Larry. And yeah, we'll get back around to you here in a short, and hopefully you'll be able to stick around. All right, this is Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC, Jesse out of the Allegheny Mountains of Pennsylvania here, and we're taking check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Calling CQ, Liberty Netters. Hey, Bob, hey, throw out a call over my shoulders and see if anybody's picking you up where they might not be.
All righty, Mr. Jesse. CQ, CQ, CQ. Looking for check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Please come now. Nothing additional heard.
Okay, Bob. Well, thank you, sir. And we'll just go ahead and get started then. So I'll let you go ahead and open the door. And thank you, Bob.
All righty. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it is the longest running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now. And since the year of 1974, founded by, yes, the late Mr. Victor, W1WCR. Excuse me. This is the Arium Net, the gold standard. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. With that being said, the way our country is, I'm going to read an introduction of the Pledge of Allegiance and then read the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance was written in August of 1892 by a socialist minister, Francis Bellamy. I pledge allegiance to my flag and the republic which stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, was the original right. In 1923, the words, quote, the flag of the United States of America, unquote, were added. In 1954, in response to the communist threat of the time, President and retired General Eisenhower encouraged Congress to add the words, quote, under God, unquote, creating the 31-word pledge we say today. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that, I'm going to turn it back to our net control tonight, KG4ZXNSC.
Hey, Okay, very good, Bob, and everyone out there, shortwave listeners, and anyone else monitoring out there that do not have a license to check in. Good evening, everybody, and ladies and gentlemen. And thank you, Bob, for opening the net. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I am Kilo, Golf 4, Zulu, X-Ray, Charlie. Your last call before we make a comment. Anyone else would like to join us? Call sign, please. Okay, I'm not hearing anything, so let's start out. Well, I have procrastinated on many different subjects tonight to try to figure out what would be appropriate for tonight's net, ladies and gentlemen, and Mr. Bob, and it's been a hard take for me to figure out what I feel like is more important than anything. So I'm going to take the net in this direction with my opening statement, and I hope everybody out there understands the purpose of this. Off of Gateway Pundits, I have this article I want to open up with tonight, and it's from the owner of Gateway Pundits, Jim Hoff. And it's called Code Monkey Z, the bombshell. Dominion whistleblower speaks out, releases admin passwords, proving remote access is capable in these Dominion machines. Rod Widkins, Code Monkey Z, released several photocopies on Monday released to him from an alleged Dominion voting system employee. The documents prove that Dominion has remote access to their equipment during the election. Here is a page from Dominion's playbook on a RAD and BIOS setting, and it shows a picture of all the BIOS settings of the computer. So, according to Code Monkey Z, our whistleblower is not from Arizona, for one. Our whistleblower is from one of the many other states that use the Dominion software. Our whistleblower went to extraordinary efforts to derail and archive details and archive everything possible. Our whistleblower was trusted enough to be given instructions of how to modify the BIOS in these computers. Here is more from the whistleblower, which shows more of the BIOS attachments and configurations within the computers of the Dominion software. On Tuesday, Code Monkey Z published a video that proves that Dominion CEO John Paulos lied under oath about the remote access. This is an explosive development. By Code Monkey Z, the whistleblower reached out with footage filmed the Dominion election management system inside an election center in one of the states that use Dominion software and hardware not in Arizona. As you will see in this video, the whistleblower instantly discussed with a Dominion employee about who holds the BIOS passwords, and it is discovered that the state is keeping the passwords, not Dominion, and not the counties. So, as you will see in this video, the whistleblower initially discussed the Dominion employee about who holds the BIOS and the passwords, and it is discovered that the state is keeping the passwords, not Dominion, and not the county, like I said earlier. Later, the whistleblower asked Dominion employees about connectivity, whether or not the machine can be connected to the internet. In just 1 minute and 17 seconds with a video here on this website, he exposed their the enormous lie. So fraud has been committed in this. I'm not going to play the video, but we wrote Dominion voting system for comments, and we'll update if when they respond to our request in the statement, they say. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of information. I've seen the video. It is proof. It is solid proof that our election has been manipulated from the time. And if you believe anything this government has said in the past, when it comes to anything in our voting system, we have been compromised all over the United States. And Trump won this election, ladies and gentlemen, and they completely stole it. And I'll leave it at that for opening comments from anyone else who got anything else they would like to add. And I do have another, I do have the response letter from Dominion, and it will shock you. So stay tuned for round two, and you'll hear that. I am KG4ZXV, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I'm taking it up to Mr. Bob, K-H-J-O-Y, out of Ohio. Take it away, sir.
All righty, Mr. Jesse. I'm just looking at my phone. Mr. Clint said that he has to be up at 3 in the morning, K-C-H-E-H-R. So he's going to listen for a little while on the SDR. So I've got two things I want to bring to the table. One is from the NMAC. So there's that bipartisan 1.2 trillion. Let me take that word back. There's that, not a bipartisan for sure. There is that $1.2 trillion infrastructure package that the Democrats are trying to jam down our throats. And eight rhinos have signed on to it. But out of that $1.2 trillion, it's enormous, the book that it's, you know, they wrote over it. Only 10% goes to infrastructure, which is bridges and roads. But then they broke down four of the main components. $2.5 billion is to be spent on welcome center for illegal immigrants. Now, why the hell is the American public spending their money on welcome centers? It ain't like you're driving into Pennsylvania and you pull over after on the interstate for the welcome center. They're illegal. But, of course, that doesn't count. $1 billion for the commission run by Mitchin's wife. It has something to do with Native American, some type of a Native American center. Money will be divided among the races for different programs, and there'll be money spent on gender identity, recognizing it as a protected class. So there you are, our money hard at work. It's unsustainable. There's just no way to put it. It's just money that we can't pay. But my other thing is kind of interesting. I'm going to read it again next Saturday night. But it proves there's a lot of people listening. So I got a letter in the mail. It was dated 7/17/21 from the state of Alabama. He's an SWLer, meaning he's a shortwave listener. It says, and I read, Mr. Bob, longtime SWL, longtime Liberty Net listener, 30 years. Yay, wah, bless Victor, W1WCR. You are doing a good job on the net, but I've got a question. Why are you in such a hurry to close the net? Such question as, what are your final thoughts and what you got to say on the final round? You must have a little woman that only allows you 2 hours to be on the air. Bull blank. Conditions are terrible, politically, spiritually, economically, socially, and medically. You name it. Vic kept the net open as long as somebody wanted to talk. On getting off the air so fast. I could go on, but since I am just an SWLer, I can't complain. But I can't help myself. P.S. What is this net manager thing with Marty? Sincerely, John. And then it says, P.S. I don't do internet and don't want to. And then he leaves me his address and information. So I responded. And here's my response. Dear John. That's kind of funny. Starts out like I'm up better. Thank you for listening to the Liberty Net on 39.3.995 Lower Sayasvan for the last 30 years. Victor truly started a great net, and it was a huge loss to the amateur radio and SWR world when he died. I will attempt to answer each of your questions. Question number one, why are you in such a hurry to close the net? Answer, so back in the day, the net lasted to wee hours of the morning. However, as you might have heard, by the time I get to the second round of comments, some seconds are making it their last comments, or worse, they have already turned off their radios and don't answer. I do have a little woman, however. We live in separate houses, so she isn't here to cause me any problems. I will take your suggestions, and starting Saturday night, August 7th, I will ask before I close for final thoughts and see what you suggested. However, I already kind of say that when I go to round number 3, known as the 73 round. Question number two. Conditions are terrible politically, spiritually, economically, medically, and socially. Answer. As you know, most every participant brings articles and discussions on one or more of those topics you described. Write and tell me if there's something else we can bring up. Last question. What is this net manager stuff with Marty? My answer. So, when Victor, W1WCR, was alive, he had N2IRJ in New Jersey operate the telephone interface and moderate the net if Vic was absent. So, Vic kind of passed the baton on to Marty. Then Marty had some health issues and traveled to Pennsylvania in 2019 and has not been back on the amateur radio, and he does not have a station in PA. Marty and Laura, however, listen on an SDR and follow along on NetLogger with comments. Since he was not available, Marty has Jesse and myself do the Liberty Net. Jesse on Wednesday night, myself on Saturday night, and sometimes we switch back and forth depending on our schedule. Hopefully Marty gets back involved in the net soon. However, I don't think it'll be until next year at best. Thank you for your comments, for being with us, and thank you for your letter. Sincerely, Robert L. Gilbert, Interim Liberty Net Control Operator. So, kind of interesting, Mr. Jesse. People are listening. It was great to get a letter from them, and it was really fun to respond. With that being said, I'll pass it back to you, KG4ZX and KJY.
KK4WX.
Thank you for a quick audio test. Over.
Okay, KK4WX, we got you in there. Stand by, Russ. And who was the other station that wanted to make a comment?
This is Whiskey Sugar 2 Queen for a quick radio test. Over.
Okay, give me the call sign one more time. Give me that call, sir. I'm sorry, I just could not copy you. A little bit of noise got you.
Roger, this is Whiskey Sierra 2 Quebec, WS2Q, Northern New Jersey. Over.
Okay, WS2 Quebec, and you need a radio check?
That's Roger. We're copying you 59+10, 59+10. We're running 100 watts to a dipole that was fed with 450 ohms per lead. Over.
Okay, Roger. Well, you're a little bit light over here on the western side of PA, but we do hear you in there, sir, and I got you in there. Would you like to partake in the Liberty Net tonight, sir?
This is WS2Q. Sorry, I'm not familiar with the net. We had to do a computer update. We just want to make sure the system is working, and evidently it is. Thank you very much. Over.
Okay, Roger, Mr. Harvey. I will go ahead and clear with you, sir, and thanks for coming by, even if it wasn't nothing but the radio check, so thank you, sir. Are there anyone else? Let me take this moment to go ahead and ask for any further check-ins. Anyone else? Okay, I'm hearing none. So we're going to move it down to Mr. Stand by N4XYC. You're on deck, sir, so stand by 1 second. But Mr. Bob, it's very good to hear that people are out there listening. And Mr. John, it would be good to hear from him again soon. And yeah, sometimes the band and conditions just don't always dictate how long we stay on here some nights. So that's just the way it is. But very good. I'm glad to know that other people are out there. And KK4WX, we got you in there, sir.
Let's move it down to Mr. John,
November 4, X-Ray Yankee Charlie. Come on in, sir. What you got to bring to the table tonight, sir?
Well, good evening, Jesse, up in western Pennsylvania. You know, western Pennsylvania and Tennessee are an awful lot alike. There's a lot of country folks that like to hunt, and you got lots of mountains, and you got lots of four-wheel drive trucks and deer hunting and that sort of thing. So, and you know those mountains up in Pennsylvania, they run right on down into here. We have a different name for them, but we call that range the Cumberlands. We have the Cumberland Mountains and the Cumberland Plateau, and they have coal in them just like your mountains up there do. And so good evening to you, Jesse, and good evening to everyone on the net. And I'm visually impaired. I can't read too well. And so what I've been trying to do is share some resources on BitChute, Rumble, and YouTube. And tonight I would like to talk about a gentleman by the name of John, that I don't know what John's last name is, but he's a YouTuber, and he's a pretty smart cook. He was a Marine Corps officer, a field officer of some rank, and also I know that he's a licensed attorney in the state of California. And he owns a prepping company, and he has a YouTube website called The Prepared Mind. The Prepared Mind, and he's a big, tall fellow, about 6'4", 260 pounds, and he's got a blonde flat top. And once you find John on YouTube, you won't miss him. And I've been listening to him for a couple of years now. I really like what John says. And so I want you to write that down. The Prepared Mind is the name of his YouTube site. And he's somewhat censored, and he has to talk in codes. I know we're not allowed to talk in codes, but he has to talk in codes because he is somewhat censored on YouTube. But he's managed to keep from being kicked off with their censorship campaign. And so that's John, the Prepared Mind. And I want everybody to look him up on YouTube.
Okay.
The other one that I want to bring up is a Tennessean at the Cumberland Gap. Everybody that's listening has heard of the Cumberland Gap, because that's where Daniel Boone found the pathway to get through the Cumberland Gap and go out into further west, out into Kentucky. And there is a YouTube channel called Valor Ridge, and the gentleman's name is Reed Hendricks, and I'll spell that. It's H-E-N D-R-I-C-H-S, Hendricks. It doesn't have a K in it like a lot of Hendricks names does. It's more of the German pronunciation and spelling. But Reed is real tuned in to Second Amendment issues, First Amendment issues, and he's a former school teacher from Illinois, And then he became a police officer, and he was in the Marine Corps for about 4 years. And so that's Reed Hendricks, Valor Ridge, and you will enjoy his YouTube channel greatly. And I want to call the Steel Report. And that's a YouTube channel called the Steel Report. And that is Bill Steel, and it's spelled S-T-I-L-L. And Bill is a retired USA Today reporter, and he's also worked for the Los Angeles Times. But he is a conservative, and he has a YouTube channel that sort of gives you a daily update on current events, and that's the Steel Report on YouTube. So I'll come back with some more here a little bit later. So back over to you, Jesse, and Bob, and everyone on the Liberty Net from the great state of Tennessee. This is N4XYC.
Okay, very good there, sir. Mr. John, well, thank you for giving us that information, and I will definitely, I have wrote it down as we was copying you. They're prepared minds on the YouTube channel. So, yeah, I will look into that one as well. And Reed Hendricks, Valor Ridge, and also is something I'll look into as well. I don't do much on YouTube, but I do try to stay away from YouTube, but once in a while there's no definite place to find certain information but YouTube, but I try to stay away from it the best as possible. I use Rumble and a lot of the other websites to find this information, but you know, a lot of these people get kicked off YouTube, and I'm just disturbed by that in itself. But we got these in there. The Prepared Minds are Reed Hendricks, Valor Ridge, and the Steel Report. So yeah, very good. Appreciate the information, Mr. John, and always a pleasure hearing from you. Appreciate the information, and I hope everybody out there is going to look into those and check out these videos from these guys. All right, Mr. Larry is coming up on deck, so N4XYC, thank you, John. We'll be back around to you soon enough. And N4ROQ, Mr. Larry, if you're in listening mode or you like to just acknowledge that we're letting you know that we're here. So, Mr. Larry, thank you for being here tonight, sir. N4ROQ, if you're still there, just give us a knowledge that you're there.
Yeah, I'm able to go ahead with an article here, Jesse.
Okay, then, Mr. Larry, take it away. You have the deck.
Okay, this is an article I found on my internet here. It's regarding Barack Obama. It says 3 hours ago, so this must just have came out. Former Obama official called for unvaccinated to be put on a no-fly list. Let's see. A former Obama administration official is calling for a federal no-fly list for Americans who are not vaccinated against the coronavirus. The White House has rejected a nationwide vaccine mandate, a sweeping suggestion that the Biden administration could not easily enact if it wanted to, but a no-fly list for unvaccinated adults is an obvious step that the federal government should take. Former Assistant Secretary for Homeland Security, Julia Kaye, and she wrote this for the Atlantic this week. They're in the piece of kind of unvaccinated people belong on the no-fly list, and then updated to say unvaccinated people need to bear the burden. KM argued that existing TSA regulations already set the precedent that rules can be enforced to determine who flies. When you go to the airport, you see two kinds of security rules. Some apply equally to everyone. No one can carry weapons to the TSA checkpoint, KM Road, but other protocols divide passengers into categories according to how much of a threat the government thinks they pose. If you submit to a heightened scrutiny, advanced TSA pre-check lets you go through security without taking off your shoes. The no-fly list keeps certain people off the plane entirely. Not everyone poses an equal threat. Rifling through the bags of every business traveler and patting down every preschooler and octogenarian, and what that means, would waste the TSA's time and needlessly burden many passengers. Kagan says that the same principle justifies limiting the spread of the coronavirus by preventing the unvaccinated from flying. Who calls for a moratorium on vaccine booster shots? Flying is not a right, KM explains. Adding that the federal government is the sole entity that regulates the terms and conditions of airline safety. KM added that requiring passengers to show proof of vaccination would be a minor inconvenience. For the privilege of flying, Americans already give up a lot. We disclose our personal information, toss our water bottles, extinguisher, cigarette butts, and lock our guns and check luggage. For vaccinated people, having to show proof of vaccination when flying would be a minor inconvenience, he wrote. KM's article comes as Biden administration has increased pressure on states and businesses to require proof of vaccination for employees, while also pushing a vaccine mandate for federal workers. And I can see it coming, guys. These liberal Democrats are trying to get everyone vaccinated, and they know that pure poison in that vaccination. This spring, Secretary of Defense Lowell Austin is expected to announce that all active duty military personnel must be vaccinated against the coronavirus. President Biden has often referred to getting vaccinated as a patriotic duty, as many Republicans object to the idea of a vaccine mandated by the government. Officials in New York City recently announced that both workers and customers in many indoor locations, such as restaurants and gyms, will be required to show proof of vaccination. I noticed that in here in Tennessee, we've got some liberal restaurant owners are not letting people in. I think they've stopped them at the door. If they're not vaccinated, they turn them around, which I wouldn't want to go in that place to eat if that's what they were buying anyway. Anyway, we'll stop it right there. I think this is getting out of hand, and the people that are getting vaccinated, it does not keep you from getting the virus, and it does not keep you from spreading the virus, and it may cost you your life, because a lot of people are passing away, sometimes within a few days, sometimes within a few months, after the virus. So this being remembering, it does change your DNA, it does have aluminum particles in it. It's got a lot of other stuff made by DARPA, which is a military group that makes a lot of things for the military. So these, Bill Gates is involved in it. Read up on it. Bill Gates and the COVID-19 vaccine, and see what all Bill Gates is involved in it also. So just remember that. So thanks for running up tonight, Jesse and Bob, and so back to Ned from N4 ROT Larry in Tennessee.
All right, very good. Thank you there. Thank you, Mr. Larry. It's always a pleasure hearing from you. Appreciate you coming out tonight, and always good to hear you. And good signal, not bad. All right, clear with November 4, Romeo Oscar Quebec, Mr. Larry out of Tennessee. And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXC, your net control station for this Wednesday Night Liberty Net out of the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania. And let's see, KC8 Echo Hotel Romeo. He's in, that's Mr. Clint. He's in listening mode on the SCR out of beautiful Michigan behind enemy lines up there. Thanks for being here tonight, Clint. Let's see, moving down the list to Mr. Russ, KK4WX, the high power station out of Georgia, the one that covers the southeast. Mr. Russ, you have the podium, sir. What you got for us tonight?
Okay, Jesse, let's see if I got everything going here like it's supposed to be. Hello, hello, test 1-2. Oops, I got it. Hold on. I had it on the wrong. Had things on the wrong scale there, but other than that, looks like everything might be okay. Over at the WR's on the ladder line, so we've got that tuned down. So good deal. Anyway, not the best of the conditions tonight, Jesse, but we are copying. I was having a little bit of a difficult time with Bob, and I just suspect Bob might be having a little bit of a time with me. But we'll see how this holds up. I won't probably won't be in here but just this one round. But I'll make the best of it that I can. From the Frontline Doctor's website came a bit of news. I'm not sure if it came today, but it says July 28, 2021, so my wife found it for me. But there's a quote here. It says, if you were wondering why ivermectin was suppressed, it is because the agreement that countries have made with Pfizer does not allow them to escape their contract, which states that even if a drug will be found to treat COVID-19, the contract cannot be voided. Close the quote. So I'm going to read this article here, and I think it's pretty lengthy, so I probably won't have time to read all of it, but I'll read enough of it to where you can get an idea here. This is KK4WA. So here it says, unredacted contract for the experimental biological agent known as the COVID-19 vaccine between the Pfizer Corporation and various governments continue to be revealed. Information security expert Eden, I think you pronounce that as Biber, told America's frontline doctors and frontline news that the first document to recently emerge was discovered by Albanian newspaper GoGo.al. Biber was able to locate the digitally signed Brazilian contract and at least two others, one with the European Commission and the other with the Dominican Republic. Says American frontline doctor, Chief Science Officer Dr. Michael Yeaton, responded to the relation after pursuing the Albanian contract, saying it, quote, looks genuine, he continued. Close the quote. I know the basic anatomy of these agreements, and nothing is missing that I'd expect to be present. And I've seen no clues that suggest it's fake. Close the quote. It says Yeaton noted what he found the most stunning and revealing citing that clause that stipulates if there are any laws or regulations in your country under which Pfizer could be prosecuted, you agree to change the law or regulation to close that off. Emphasis is added. His It says, in a Twitter thread that has since been removed except for the first tweet in the thread, Bobber explains the significance of the revealed agreement. Quote, because the cost of developing contracts is very high and time-consuming, in parentheses, legal review cycles, close parentheses, Pfizer, like all corporations, develop a standardized agreement template and use these agreements with relatively minor adjustments in different countries. These agreements are confidential, but luckily one country did not protect the contract document well enough, so I managed to get a hold of a copy. As you are about to see, there is a good reason why Pfizer was fighting to hide the details of these contracts. And so it gives a copy of these contracts here, and they're somewhat lengthy, but I won't be able to read all of it, but if anybody is interested, they might want to shoot me an email, and I could probably give it to them, and that would save a little bit of time here on the net tonight. But it's got a lot to it, and I tell you what, it just goes to show you how sneaky these big pharma companies are, like Pfizer. They're just downright evil. They know that ivermectin was a cure for this COVID-19, as well as hydrochloroquine and other supplements like vitamin C, vitamin D3, and vitamin zinc. With vitamin regimens like that and those other very inexpensive drugs, you could treat COVID-19, and the people that's been treated this way, there's never been a death from it. There's no loss of life. So, and the record speaks for itself, and it's just unbelievable how they'll try to cover this up. All in the name of evidently money. So, I don't know if it must be something else going on besides just money, because this, what they're doing is pure out evil. I don't know if any of you noticed today, as I was watching Newsmax, I got where I don't even watch Fox News anymore. It's getting where all the networks, even Newsmax, sometimes seem like they're promoting the vaccine, but I'm not going to say that 100%, but looks like Fox is in the bag for sure on promoting, and that Dr. Mark Siegel, he's a pro-vaxxer for sure. But anyway, they were saying, or they showed a video of the New York Mayor de Blasio, and he said that from now on, if anybody wanted to do any business in New York City, if they wanted to buy anything, if they wanted to go in a store, if they wanted to go into the gym or wherever they wanted to go, if you were wanting to go in New York City and you, if you were vaccinated, you were okay. But if you weren't vaccinated, then you couldn't go in any of these places. So I'm not sure if he was saying unless you had a mask or whatever, but I think he was just outright ruling that you weren't welcome in New York City unless you had taken the vaccine and obviously had your paperwork to prove it. Now, I don't want to go back over and hash things over and start bringing up World War II again. By the way, this is KK4WX, but doesn't that sound like Nazi Germany to you? I mean, what does that sound like? I mean, you gotta have papers before you can go in the store. You gotta show your papers That sounds like Nazi Germany to me back in World War II. You had to have your paper before you could go anywhere and do anything. The Gestapo was stopping you at every street corner and inspecting you and wanting to know who you were and what you were and make sure you had your papers in order. Well, it looks like New York City is headed down the same path. So, anyway, back up there to you, Jesse, and very good evening to you. Thank you for running the net. This is KK4WX in Sumner, Georgia. Over.
Okay, Roger, Roger. Mr. Russ, well, very good. And, yeah, we copied that really good. And also Bob copied you as well up there in Ohio. So, yeah, you're reaching out and you're good. You got okay signal tonight. Considering a little bit of noise up here, we got some storms rolling across. So it's a little bit noisy, but not bad. But we read you Lima Charlie for the most part. Every word was heard, so 100% copy. Well, Mr. Russ, you know, this is exactly what I've been preaching about to the choir for many years here on the Liberty Net. And you're absolutely correct. This is medical tyranny. These people are drunk on power. This is nothing but a power struggle by Bill Gates, Soros, and all the Vanderbilts and the Rothschilds and everybody else. They want to blame us for polluting the world when it's their major corporations that produces all the mass trash and garbage that pollute this world to begin with. And yet they're going to dictate how ivermectin is presented in our system, you know, when it comes to pharmaceutical. And yeah, these people are just completely out of control, and this is nothing more than tyranny. And we're all going to be under slavery, and this is nothing more than another way to depopulate the American people. In my book, I do not trust this shot. Everybody that I've come in contact has some kind of major problem who's taken the shot so far, except maybe a handful. And I pray to God whoever took it is, you know, we're going to keep you guys in our prayer too, but I do not agree with it, and I will not fall to this. This Gestapo country that's, you know, approaching us now, just prepare, ladies and gentlemen, because it's on top of us. But thanks, Russ. God bless you, sir, and I appreciate you being here tonight, and hope you have enough room for a round two. If not, thank you for being here tonight. So, Mr. Russ, out of the great state of Georgia, KK4WX, thank you, sir, and God bless.
Kilo 3, Delta Ocean Sugar.
Kilo 3, give me that call one more time.
Yes, sir. It's Kilowatt 3, Delta Ocean Sugar. My name is Dana. I'm in Maryland. I have a comment about that last gentleman's things that he said.
Okay, let me make sure I got your call. K3DOC, is that Roger?
Almost. Last letter is Sierra. Last letter is Sugar. Also, I would appreciate any critiques of my audio that you could give me. The name is Dave again, and I'm in Maryland. K3, Disc Operating System.
Okay, Dave, I hear you Lima Charlie. Your audio sounds great, and your signal is pretty good as well. So go ahead and make your comment, sir.
Roger, Roger. Well, you know, the opinion that the gentleman expressed, I thought was radical 6 months ago. People were saying that then, but, you know, there's something fishy going on. I don't know what it is. Why are we being forced to take this shot? It seems to me that there's some sort of ulterior motive, especially when you consider that this guy that is running the administration's opinions on this virus, I forget his name, Fauci, I guess. Fauci is the one that authorized that lab in China to do this research and to make the the virus is more dangerous for humans. Now, I don't know why in the world anybody would want to do that. Why would you want to increase the capability of a virus to harm people? That don't make any sense to me at all. That, and then you couple it with having to take the shots, makes me very, very suspicious. Over.
Well, you know, Mr. Dave, I appreciate you coming in and with your comments, sir. And you know, my answer, I think it's genocide. In my book, I think they're trying to wipe out the American people so they can repopulate with all these foreigners coming across the border, so they can mold it in the country that they want. And that's my opinion.
Amen.
Thanks, sir. One more thing. Could you give me a call sign?
Okay. My call is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray Charlie Jesse up here in Pennsylvania. Okay, Dave?
Okay, I think I got it right. I got Kilo Bravo 4 Zulu Golf Charlie. Is that right?
Zulu X-Ray Charlie.
Zulu X-Ray Charlie. Got it. Okay, thanks for picking me up. Sorry to interrupt. I really wanted to make that comment, and I also really wanted to hear your feelings about my audio, because I just changed it. KG4ZXC in the group. This is K3DOS. 73, and thanks a lot.
Hey, well, I hope you stick around, Dave, and we can come back down to you if you'd like to make up anything else here on the net. So that's what we're here for. So K3DOS, thanks for being here tonight. Let's go back to, at the top of the list. Quick ID here. I'm KG4ZXC, Jesse, your net control out of Pennsylvania here. And this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Let's see, WS2Q was the radio check, so he's moved on, I guess. Kilo Niner, India, Quebec, Bravo. Itchy Quilted Blanket, yeah, that's Mr. Kirk. Come on in, Mr. Kirk, if you got anything you'd like to add, you have the helm.
KGIQB, Mr. Kirk, are you listening? Over. It's your turn.
Okay. I'm hearing no response, Bob.
No, he's still on net logger. He might have went and grabbed something, so we'll best pass and catch him on round number two.
Okay, roger, roger. Yeah, I'll just put a check beside his name, and I'll come back over to him. Hey, let's move down the list. This is KG4ZXC, and let me take a quick pause. Do we have any late check-ins or anyone else that would like to join us before I move to the next individual?
Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Tango Charlie.
KC3, Protect the Constitution, Mr. Timothy. Actually, you're going to be next anyway. Good evening, sir.
Okay, good evening. I will stand by, Jesse. Good hearing you.
Okay, roger, roger. Just give me a minute, and we'll see if we have any late check-ins. Anyone else for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net? Call now. There you are. Good evening, Mr. Moe. I've been so concerned that something may have come up, and we missed you the other night, sir. KD0RSA out of Nebraska. Good evening, sir, and thanks for being here, Mr. Moe.
I love you going, Josh, if you will. I got so much lightning that I can't keep up with what
okay, how you, is the lightning taking my signal out?
Yes, it's taking the signal out and the voice the whole world.
Oh my gosh, okay, well, I'll come back to you here in a short, Bob, Mr. Moe, sorry about that, and we'll be down to you in a minute, sir. Hi, clear with Kilo Delta Zero RSA. That's Mr. Moe, one of our longtime check-ins and check-ins for the Liberty Net. That's Mr. Moe out of Nebraska. Anyone else before we go up to continue the list? Okay, I'm hearing nothing. So, Mr. Timothy, come on in. KC3, Papa Tango Charlie, protect the Constitution. You've got the podium, sir.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. Everybody on the net, it's a pleasure to be here again this evening. I missed you guys on Saturday night. I was in North Carolina and didn't have access to HF, so I'm glad I'm here tonight. Oh, man, the vaccine. Let's not call it a vaccine, shall we, because it's not. It doesn't fit the CDC guidelines. It hasn't gone through the proper testing, so it is not a vaccine. I heard many people tonight call it the shot, and that's exactly what it is. Questions have been asked is why. Why does everybody have to get it? It's unprecedented. Never in our history has an untested vaccine been administered to the world. So there's got to be an ulterior motive there, in my opinion, if they want it so bad. The more they want it, the more I want to stay away from it. It's just an unprecedented thing where we have a untested medication going worldwide to where they're shaming you into not getting it. You know, so that's one thing. Another person, somebody else asked, you know, why, what's behind it? Well, Fauci owns the patent to the virus, him and his partner Gallo. You can't own a patent to a virus unless it was man-made. And if it's man-made and there's a patent, you want to cash in on that patent. So in my opinion, money is at the bottom of this. Follow the money trail. There was a famous, semi-famous, radio announcer in the Philadelphia area, Herb Homer. And his tagline was follow the money trail. And there's money to be made with this shot, and that's why they're doing it. Control is the other reason. A number of years ago, I don't remember exactly how many, there was a video of Mr. Bill Gates making a presentation to CIA officials where he's talking about you can inject the people, you can control them. I have a copy of that video. It's hard to find. And if anybody would like me to email to them, my information, my email information is up to date on QRZ. Send me an email, and I will get a copy of that video to you. So, another video that I watched showed side-by-side comparison of blood smears, and one was showing perfectly healthy blood cell, the blood cells with the dark nuclei, and that was a pre-vaccinated person, and then the one that got the Moderna shot, there was a foreign material in the blood cell. The blood cells were turning into long tubular cells, and they were clumping together. So I had somebody on a Facebook debate mentioned to me that blood cells don't have nuclei. Well, he was partially correct. They don't have nuclei after they mature and eject the nuclei so they can carry more hemoglobin. So you see this photo, it's very revealing on the difference from the Moderna shot. So it's all about control. It's about fear. I saw a quote today that fear does not, let me see if I can remember how it went. Fear does not make us better. Fear does not stop death. It stops life. That was the quote. Fear does not stop death. It stops life. And that's exactly what they're trying to do to us. Today, masks. Or you don't go into the store, and tomorrow it's get the shot or you don't work. It's all about control. Anyway, I went on a little bit too long, rambled a little too much. Long live the Republic. God bless America. This is KC3, TTC. Protect the Constitution. Back to net control.
Hey, well, very good there, Tim, and appreciate that information. And I may actually go ahead and shoot you an email myself here, and between tonight and tomorrow, I'll shoot you an email myself. And yeah, I would like to find a little bit more on that, because I get so upset when people telling me that I have to go do this, I have to get this jab, and you're absolutely right, sir. It's not a vax. It is a jab. This is pure poison, and they're trying to manipulate everybody's genetic makeup until the point where it either destroys you or, you know, there's an old saying, what don't kill you makes you stronger. Well, in this case, I don't think that even applies, but it's amazing. This is pure tyranny at its finest, and we're being overtaken slowly, and it's right before our eyes. And it's only a matter of time before everybody gets woke up. Not woke, but woke up to the fact that this is nothing but pure evil. And God have mercy on this country, because we need God more than ever, more than ever. So thanks, Tim. I appreciate you being here. KC3, protect the Constitution. God bless you, sir. Thank you for your great input. Moving down to, let's see, that was K3 Delta Oscar Sierra. Let's see, that was Mr. David. Are you with us, sir?
You don't hear from him, Kirk is back.
Okay, roger, roger. Yeah, I was, man, my computer. Okay, Kirk's back. Got, the logger over here. I was trying to view everything at the same time, but it's kind of difficult to keep my eyes focused. All right, Mr. Kirk, let's see. Going up to Mr. Kirk, that's K9, India, Quebec, Bravo. Itchy Quilted Blanket, come on in, sir.
Hey, Jesse, good evening to the Liberty Net, the original Liberty Net. I always feel good when I join this group, let me tell you. I've been listening. I did see a man about a horse right at the time that you guys tried to reach me, so I apologize. Mother Nature called, and I have to confess, I picked up a cup of coffee as well, so it took a little bit longer. But I'm in here now. Lots of good comments. I'd like to say that I just sent Robert, K-A-8-J-O-Y, a PowerPoint presentation in a PDF file. It was shared to me by retired orthopedic surgeon Dr. David Janda of Michigan. He's up there near Ann Arbor, the People's Republic of. And he has an alt-news outlet. Look him up. He's got a great program. He's a patriot, and he lives by the truth. Now, what you don't know is Dr. Dave Janda, looking at the vaccines from the eyeballs of a learned doctor, believes that we have this vaccine has been improperly delivered. He doesn't call it poison, but he says it wasn't ready for prime time. It's an experiment. And without the database to tell you who's going to be affected in ways that include bumps on your skin all the way to death, you haven't done your job. And he wants to make sure the American people know that no one is making an informed decision, and he underlines that by this PowerPoint presentation from October of 2020. Now, I just shared that PowerPoint in a PDF file with Robert, K-A-A-J-O-Y, and Robert, if you would, sir, I figured you have a group distribution set up or some equivalent for the Liberty Net, but if you would forward that to the members who would like to get a copy, I'd be very appreciative of that. And the focus is slide 16, and slide 16 is full of known bad effects associated with the vaccines. They were known in October of 2020, and they were never given to the American public. In other words, they were not allowing for informed consent. We were not informed, and you can take that to the bank. So with that, I will pass it back to Jesse, and I hope you gentlemen find that presentation interesting. Kilowatt George 4, Zulu X-ray Charlie. Jesse, back to you, sir. K9IQB.
Okay, well, very good there, Mr. Kurt, and that's some good information, and I'm looking forward to seeing this information as well, and I will definitely make a point to get back to you on my opinion on it as well once I go through it. So, very good. Thank you there, Kurt. Kilo Niner, Itchy Quilted Blanket, thank you, sir, and God bless you, and I hope you stick around for round two.
I'll be here, Jesse. Thank you, sir. God bless the Liberty Net.
Aye, yes, sir. God bless everyone on the Liberty Net, and God bless this great country. Moving down to, this is KG4ZXC and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jesse out of the Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania once again here coming to you on this Wednesday night. And it's going down to Mr. Mo, KD0RSA. I hope the lightning strikes ain't blocking you, but you were sounding good when you came in. So you have the podium, Mo.
KD0RSA, well, thank you, Jesse, for letting me in. Nebraska news right at the moment, and
once a week.
Roger, Mr. Mike, thank you, sir, for being there, and I'm glad you give us some information coming out of Nebraska, and I hope the rest of this country is seeing exactly the same thing we're preaching about right now, because we need everybody to understand what's happening and be prepared for what's about to come, because if they keep trying to force this on the American people, there's something going to break eventually, and I pray to God that it's in a good way. But thank you, Mo. God bless you, sir, and we'll say 73s to you, and try to avoid them lightning strikes out there in Nebraska. So KD0RSA, 73s, and God bless. Alright, clear with Mr. Mo, KD0RSA. This is KG4ZXC, your net control for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Let's move down to, let's see. I want to take a quick pause. I thought I heard a station in there. Were they another station trying to check in? Okay, I must be hearing things. Alright, Mr. Mike, Michael, W0, Mike Papa, Whiskey Zero, Mike Papa. Come on in, you got the deck, sir.
Okay, very good. I'm enjoying the conversation here. I came off from flying out of the van, and I'm sorry, I'm, let's see.
you know, what do they say, keep your lungs off my body? Why does that apply now? Anyway, so I'll turn it back to that then, and very interesting conversation. The number 0 MP.
Okay, yeah, roger, Mr. Michael. I see it like everybody else. You know, it's no different than a pregnant woman. My body, my choice. And you should not have any authority over what should be pushed upon anybody. If they don't want it, don't get it. If you want it, you know, hey, more power to you. Well, I'm recommending everybody be aware of what it is and be wary, because there's too much evidence out here for these people to continue this forceful jab on people. And like one of the other guys said earlier, it's not a vaccine, it is a jab. It's experimental, and that's the way I'm going to try to present it from this point on, because it was something else I was going to bring up in relation to this. Oh, yeah. In Pakistan. Let me start out with this. Australia by itself is under military martial lockdown because of this stupid vaccine they called this experimental drug, and they're going around to people's homes. I'm wondering how long it's going to take before they start implementing this right here. Pakistan, they turned off people's cell phones until they got their vaccination or they do without cell phone service. So it's kind of coincidental that AT&T decided they was going to pull that bullshit on me, excuse my language, but I told them, well, this is my last month with AT&T. I will no longer provide any additional service from AT&T because they also contribute to CNN. But, you know, that is my comment for now. All right, thank you, Mr. Michael W0MP. Thanks for being there. Are you going to stick around for round two?
This will be my 73. I'll probably be listening on the STR inside. My shack is outdoors as part of my garage, so I will be listening inside. I just won't be able to transmit. I will say 73 is the time, and I'll be listening, just not transmitting. W0MP.
Okay, very good there, Mr. Michael, and it's great to hear you, sir, out of the great state of Minnesota. Whiskey Zero, Mike Papa, clear with you, and we're going back to the top. I want to change the subject just briefly because I wanted to finish up my segment on round two with what I was wanting to present to the net, ladies and gentlemen, about the Dominion's response to the Arizona Senate subpoena. I got this off of good golly, it's off of Gateway Pundits also, and it's on numerous websites, Becker News, along with InfoWars, Alex Jones Show. Dominion response to Arizona Senate subpoena proves U.S. elections are no longer free and fair, and the article brings it to reality right here. Private corporations now hold the power of U.S. elections that is not accountable to the American voters. Secretive, privately owned, profit-driven voting machine company Dominion can withhold source code, data, and security passwords from voters without recourse. They can veto any legal attempt in transparency and accountability, such as denying subpoenas from the Arizona elected officials. A letter sent from Dominion President and CEO John Palouse to lawyer Langler demonstrates the disturbing reality. The American people no longer even have control of our own elections. This is the reason of Dominion Voting Machine System's response to the Arizona Senate subpoena for the election related servers and passwords on Monday. They have been denying them this for some time, and they finally gave a reply, and this is completely unacceptable, America. I am responding on the behalf of Dominion Voting Systems Incorporated, Dominion, to July 23rd, 2021, letting the Senate President, Karen Fann, purporting to issue a public record request to Dominion under the Arizona Public Record and Law. Dominion replied, Dominion is not a public officer or public body, and therefore has no obligation to make its records available for the public inspections. The letter continued, relating Dominion privately owned security codes and confidential passwords are not public records subject to disclosure under the law, Dominion added. Well, whose law do they fall under? Because if we're buying a Dominion machine, we have the authority to have full control. Just like Microsoft, we buy a computer, we get the dang CD and the operating system to go with it. Once we buy that machine, we own that operating system. But they're in denial, and they're not allowing this to continue. Anyway, accordingly, because the law has no application, they say, Dominion will not produce or allow inspections of the material requested to the Senate Fann in their statement, including before the 2020 election. It was a bipartisan matter of concern that privately owned voting machine companies are legally immune from disclosing its source codes, data, security measures, transparency, and accountability, and are being held with U.S. government bodies such as the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency. However, the same private companies that CISA is supposed to be regulating are parties to CISA, according to coordinating counsel. So after allegations emerged after they called into question the integrity of voting machines produced by Dominion Voting Systems, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, part of the Department of Homeland Security, issued a statement on the 12th disputing the allegations, saying the November election was the most secure in American history. The Epoch Times reported in November. What the agency failed to disclose, however, is that Dominion is a member of CISA Election Infrastructure Sector Coordinating Council, one of the two entities that authorized the statement put out by CISA, the report added. So private companies are corrupt and regulated in the government's constitution, a clear and present danger to the integrity of the United States. The question is, will anybody ever act? And my response is, no. Nobody was going to do anything. And I tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for a worldwide Bastille's Day, because the lawlessness here in this country has got to stop. And it's only up to citizens' arrest or whatever it may take to take care of these measures. And everybody needs to go to paper ballots once and for all. This is KG4ZXN, the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and that was as long-winded as I ever want to be. All right, moving to the top, and I'll take a quick brief pause to see if we have any late check-ins. So anyone else who would like to join us, your call sign, please.
Jesse, before you give it to me, would you go down to line number 9 and give it to Tim? He has to get up early.
Okay, roger, roger. Very good. Do we have any late check-ins?
Yeah, Whiskey 2, golf in the Oscar.
Whiskey 2, golf in the Oscar. G.I.O., Mr. Frank, good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening. Give me a few minutes because I'm digging up an audio clip that I want to play, so you can get back to me whenever.
Okay, roger, roger. We'll do just that, sir. Let's see. Let's take it up to Mr. Good golly. Mr. Tim, come on in. KC3, Papa Tango Charlie, protect the Constitution. Go ahead and make your transmission, Tim.
Thank you, Jesse. KG4. ZXC, KC3PTC. I got an early day tomorrow and I'm fading fast, so I enjoyed the net tonight, and I got one solution for everybody with the shot, or if somebody asks you. It's a simple answer. I identify as a vaccinated person. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a great evening.
Amen. Amen. All right, thank you there, Tim, and I appreciate you being here tonight, and God bless you, sir. Take care, and have a great night and the rest of the week. Clear with Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Tango Charlie, protect the Constitution. That's Mr. Tim out of Eastern PA. All right, let's see, Mr. Bob, I'm going to go ahead and send it up to you while Mr. Frank gets ready. So, K-8-J-O-Y, take it away, Bob.
All righty, Jesse, a lot of great comments tonight. I like that. That's what I tell them. I'm vaccinated. Of course, at the Mark store, some little girl asked me about it because I didn't wear a mask, and I kind of leaned forward like Sleepy Sloppy Joe, whispered kind of softly and said, now that we're asking questions about medical issues, what birth control do you use? I told the girl, I said, you look like the withdrawal method, and she scurried away. It was great. All right, the article I have from the Western Journal, McMask or Mask. McDonald's announced Monday that customers and employees must wear a mask in areas of high coronavirus transmission, regardless of their vaccinated status. Isn't that why we got vaccinated, huh? The company said it is responding to the guidance from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the communist group that they are. It's like Nazi Germany when you had to have your papers and the Star of David on your shirt sewn on when you were Jewish, which now recommends masks for everyone in high transmission areas. Areas of high transmission of the virus are determined by data published daily by the CDC. The data covers each county, which can sometimes lead to confusion if transmission rates differ widely among adjacent counties. Anything the CDC does is confusing. The map Thursday showed high transmission areas in red covered most of the United States. McDonald's was among the retailers that dropped mask requirements for vaccinated people in May. The company said Monday that it's always required people who are not vaccinated to wear a mask, although customers were not asked about their vaccination status. In any time cases rise, it created added risk to our system. Apparently there's no common cold, there's no flu, there's no heart attacks, there's no AIDS. We are going back to the mask in high risk. The action by McDonald's comes at a fluid time of ruling making as many major retailers, including Walmart, Target, Lowe's, and Kohl's, are imposing a mask mandate on employees who work in areas of high virus transmission, regardless of the vaccination status. Well, then stop licking the customers. Starbucks has also imposed a mask mandate on workers in company-owned stores. And just 2 weeks ago, the workers got to take those masks off. Now they're doing it back. Again, it's control. That's all this is control. The United Food Commercial Workers Union has called the national mask mandate. The CDC recommendation does not go far enough. A national mask mandate is the only way we can finally take control of this virus. Let me rephrase this. It really should say the mask mandate is the only way we can take control of these lame Americans. Let's see, and every retail CEO in the country must recognize this. With COVID cases continuing to surge, essential workers have been forced to play vaccination police because of the confusing patchwork of state and local mask policy. Urgent action is needed from states and retailers to strengthen the COVID safety enforcement. Safety enforcement. I'm telling you, they are screwing the public. As America's largest union for essential retail and grocery workers, UFCW is calling on CDC as well as elected and business leaders to do much more to strengthen COVID safety measures and remove the barriers to vaccine access, leaving so many essential workers unprotected. There's no barrier. If you want the damn shot, just go get the damn shot. But again, keep your laws out of my body. I don't want any part of it. So, with that being said, Jesse, back to you. KG4 is the X and the C.
Hi, well, very good, Bob, and you're absolutely correct. I mean, if women have rights over their bodies when it comes to abortions, then so does everybody else in this great country have the same right to deny or to refuse or and deny this if that's the case. And, you know, if you want it, get it. Same principle. Alright, thanks Bob. Thank you for running the logger tonight and everybody else been on the net tonight. Moving down to Mr. John, N4XYC. Come on in. What you got for this round, sir?
Well, okay, Jesse. This is N4XYC. And I've been thinking about the McCluskey family today in St. Louis. That was the lawyer and his wife that chose not to live out in the gated communities, but chose to move into an economically depressed neighborhood that had some stately old mansions, and they put their heart and soul into reclaiming an old mansion and rebuilding it and sort of contributing to making it a better neighborhood. And he actually is an attorney, and he was a Democrat until the incident with the BLM, the Thompson bombs, and the Antifa rally, which we all saw on television. And he was he and his wife were pardoned today by the governor in Missouri. Of course, the district attorney that was pursuing him on all types of bogus charges was a George Soros district attorney, and we know what kind of havoc they have been wreaking across the country. So it kind of got me thinking about something that's happened in my own neighborhood. I live in a little southern town that has an abundance of monuments, and one of those monuments was erected in 1909 to the memory of the Confederate veterans of the state of Tennessee. And at that time, the state of Tennessee was part of the Confederacy. And so the monument was erected in 1909, and last summer we had about 150 protesters here in my little town, and they stayed at a local hotel, which is about 400 yards from my house. And so my neighborhood was quite alarmed. And I was not involved in it, but I'm real proud of my neighborhood that they actually formed a group and communicate by email. And they've been kind of keeping an eye on our neighborhood. And that got me thinking about the situation with the McCluskeys. And we all have seen the film footage of them with the AR-15 and probably had a 9mm subcompact or something. But anyway, you know, we all saw the film footage of them standing in front of their home, protecting their home from the mob. And that's exactly what it was. It was a mob threatening them, screaming at them, cussing them, threatening to kill them, and everything. And here, this guy's a Democrat. So he's not a Democrat anymore. He actually joined the Trump team and went to work for the Trump election campaign in some form or another. But it got me thinking that, you know, a husband and a wife that are proficient with firearms, like a 5.56 AR-15 or whatever. A husband and wife really couldn't protect a home if you had a pickup truck load of men pull up into your yard with machetes, and you know, maybe one of them with a firearm and the other with machetes. You couldn't fend that off. You couldn't fend that off, even if he were proficient with firearms and went to the range regularly. And so what it takes a neighborhood, and it takes a neighborhood watch. And that's something that everybody should be thinking about, because I've been thinking about it. And actually, I'm so proud of my neighborhood that they actually organized and have a unofficial neighborhood watch with a plan. And the plan is one way in, one way out. And nobody gets in here unless they belong to somebody that lives here. And then if it really gets rough, then they're going to have a caravan that goes into town to do the grocery shopping a couple of days a week. And so that's something that all of us need to be thinking about is, you know, these protesters, if they get a little rougher, you know, they're not completely blocking the interstate system yet, but they could any day. It could happen any day. And then that will cease the delivery trucks to grocery stores. And how long will it be before there's total chaos in your community when everybody's out of groceries, which is probably about 3 days. And so you need to be thinking about that. You need to be thinking about that neighborhood watch and having a plan. So that's my talk for tonight. N4XYC, back to net control.
Hey, very good, John, and you're absolutely correct. N4XYC, John, very good. And, you know, you're absolutely correct. That's something everybody needs to be aware of and start considering any options and every options. In my little area that we reside in, we all have a FRM, family radio, one of these little dinky ones, but they're good enough to communicate between neighbors, and they have enough range to be efficient, so when somebody leaves the neighborhood, there's always somebody around to watch the community. So yeah, very good, and a good point to remind everybody that we need to be preparing for anything and everything, especially if it comes down to this Obama's army that they're bringing across the border as we speak. So, hey, thank you, John. Great comment, and pleased to have you with us tonight. Out of Tennessee, that's N4XYC. Thank you, and God bless you, sir. Hey, Mr. Larry, N4ROQ, you have the podium, sir.
Great comments there by another Tennessean down there, John, in Tennessee also. All right, I found an article here regarding these liberal Democrats down in Texas. They're running off to New York, flying away, will not come back and serve in the session there. Governor Abbott is having a time where the Republicans, they're not having enough to have a quorum, so they can't pass any bills and they can't run the business of the state. And the article goes from there, Texas Governor Abbott to call special session after special session to make fleeing Democrats consider voting bill. This is Texas Governor Greg Abbott will continue to call special session after special session in an attempt to force Democrats to return to Texas to consider voting reform legislation, Fox News has learned. By leaving the state, Democrats walked out on Texans and critical issues in a special session agenda to provide property tax relief, fund our retired teachers, protect our foster children, and secure our southern border. Press Secretary for the Governor, Renee Ease, told Fox News if they did walk the do their job to debate and vote on the issues, they shouldn't have run for the office. Governor Abbott will continue working with the members in Austin and fighting for the future of our state, calling special session after special session to ensure this critical legislation is passed. Two Texas Democrats arrested by Capitol Police in voting rights protest. Abbott called a special session last month to force lawmakers to vote on a series of items, including election integrity legislation. In response, 57 of the state's House Democratic lawmakers left Texas to deny Republicans the ability to form a quorum in Florida. And block the passage of the controversial voting bill. I hear these liberal socialist Democrats won't even stay. They run up to Pelosi up in New York and stay up there trying to keep the Republicans and the state of Texas from running their business. And blocking the passage of the controversial voting bill. Many Democrats may be planning to stay away with a special session set to expire on August 6th. Democratic lawmakers are already gearing up to extend their D.C. stay. So they're staying up there with Pelosi up in D.C. Many of us are willing to extend our time in D.C. and away from Austin. State Representative Ron Reynolds told Fox News that added it would mean a great deal of sacrifice for the Texas lawmakers. The biggest concern is many of us have spouses and children, Reynolds said. We would be away from our families for a longer period of time. We have been to the work to earn a living and to be able to work as state legislators. Reynolds, along with U.S. Representative Al Green, Democrat of Georgia, was arrested during Tuesday voting rights rally in front of the Supreme Court. The housing-based Democrat said he, along with more than 100 other state lawmakers from around the nation, were protesting to push the U.S. Senate to pass federal voting initiative like the For the People Act, John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. This is a bunch of liberal crap that these Democrats have brought up. Texas Democrat State Representative Dominguez were fighting for something bigger. Voting rights activists and Democrats have argued the federal legislation would bar states from tightening regulations around voting they believe target black and brown communities. Texas Republicans maintain the laws that nearly secure the elected process. So they don't want anything to be fair. They want to be able to cheat in these elections. My purpose, but you use my platform, Reynolds said, we are running out of time. U.S. Senate Democrats failed to advance for the People Act earlier this summer after a 50-50 split vote blocked their calls to open a debate on the legislation that passed in the House in March. The article goes on. It says it is unclear this time how many lawmakers will stay in D.C., but at least 51 state Democrats would need to remain in order to prevent Texas House lawmakers from obtaining a quorum. State Representative Sean Thury said she would not return to Texas. By Representative Carl Sherman said, I cannot say what tomorrow holds. My plans are focused on serving the interests of my constituents. Most precious privilege of being able to participate in democracy. And it moves on from there. But it looks like liberal Democrats are not doing their duty. They're not willing to, they say they can't. If they don't have a quorum, don't have enough people there, they can't vote. So these liberals have found a way to keep the Republicans from voting. They just don't show up at their job. Okay, I always try to push this, but, a lot of the government has been keeping aliens and UFOs away from us forever. And one of the greatest books that I've read, called The Day After Roswell, by Lieutenant Colonel Philip J. Corso, C-O-R-S-O, C-O-R-S-O. Tells you all about the cover-up and all the different things that we have now, using right now, because of alien technology. And this book will really open your eyes to all the things that the government has covered up and continues to cover up still to this point, even though they're showing a few videos with in the gun sites of some of our fighters. That's nothing compared to what they know. They have alien crash saucers, they have aliens, they have you know, so many things that they're covering up. So this here, I'll read this article on the back of the book. It says this is a landmark expose firmly grounded in fact. The day after Roswell ends the decades-old controversy surrounding the mysterious crash of an unidentified aircraft at Roswell, New Mexico in 1947. Backed by documents newly declassified through the Freedom of Information Act, Colonel Philip J. Corso, retired, a member of President Eisenhower's National Security Council, a former head of Foreign Technology Desk at the U.S. Army's Research and Development Department, has come forward to reveal his personal stewardship of alien artifacts from the Roswell crash. Now, this is a guy that got him out of the craft, and here are just a few of the things that this craft has helped us re-engineer a lot of these things that make our world what it is now. Integrated circuit chips, fiber optics, lasers, super tenacity fibers, night vision, any kind of night vision stuff, all come from aliens. Particle beam weapons, headbands to control our ships, airplanes, jets, Cobra helicopters, all that stuff came from the aliens who had these headbands. So remember Bob Lazar, if you want to read a great story, L-A-Z-A-R, Bob Lazar, Google him. He has worked in Area 51. He tells a lot about the aliens and the alien craft, and what type of propulsion they had, and maybe we're still working on it. I'm sure, you know, we know a whole lot more than we did. So it's a great book. Order this book. There's still a lot of copies out there. It's got a lot of good stuff in there that tells about them. There's a lot of people disappearing up in the millions every year. And they think the aliens are taking them and changing, using them for hybrid research and other things. So if you think that's important, you might want to pick the book up and start reading about the day after Roswell with Lieutenant Colonel Philip J. Corso. Thank you very much, Jesse, from N4ROQ on the Liberty. Now back to me.
Okay, very good there, Larry. I appreciate your input. And you know what? I'm seeing all kinds of this technology coming about. I'm just wondering what they're going to try to use on the American people to force them into this this tyranny that they have started down the road that they have. But very good. Thank you, Mr. Larry. N4ROQ. Let's see. KC8 Echo Hotel Romeo out of Michigan is still listening on the SDR. That's Mr. Clint. Thank you for listening tonight, Mr. Clint. God bless you too, sir. And Mr. Larry, God bless you guys. Appreciate all your input. Let's see. KK4WX, he made his first comment and final comment at the same time, so Mr. Russ is no longer with us. So let's see, WS2Q is radio check. I guess it goes down to Mr. Kurt. Kilo Niner, Ichiquati Blanket. It goes to you next, Mr. Kurt. So what you got for this round?
Okay, Jesse, KG4 Zulu X-ray Charlie in the Liberty Net.
This is
K9IQB. Well, I've got an addendum, Jesse, to the PowerPoint presentation that I've shared with KAAJOY. And he has sent you a copy, Jesse, and I'm sure the others on board will be able to get a copy as well. But I think the source of that document, a retired orthopedic surgeon up in Michigan by the name of Dave Janda, I thanked him, and he immediately replied with an additional bit of insight. He says the following: compare the list given in that presentation, slide 16, from October 2020, compare that list with the current VARES database, V-A-R-E-S. That's the database that all side effects are reported to and collected. And he says, isn't it interesting that that list from October 2020 and the reported side effects now being counted are beyond similar? That means there's a high correlation. And it emphasizes the point that the FDA, NIH, CDC, they all knew of the potential side effects but did not share them with the American public. This is outrageous. These people must be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And maybe we can't do it right now, but once we control Congress, that needs to begin. And one final afterthought, remember Ashley Babbitt. That young lady was gunned down and murdered in cold blood. We must never forget Ashley Babbitt. And with that, gentlemen, I will pass it back to Jesse. I will continue to listen, and then I'm going to turn it off and go to bed because I'm old and I'm getting tired. God bless each and every one of you. Back to you, Jeff. KG4 Zulu X-ray Charlie in the Liberty Net, K9IQB.
Okay, thank you very much there, Mr. Kurt, and you said it all right there. God bless Ashley Babbitt. Let's not forget Ashley Babbitt, because you're right, she was gunned down in cold blood, and she needs to be recognized every chance we get to remind everybody that this is what our government would do to protect whatever they trying to hide. So, Mr. Kurt, God bless you, sir. And I just, oh, by the way, Kurt, I just realized where you're at. You're in Westminster. Holy cow. I go through there quite often when I'm going down to my aunt's house. So, hey, don't be surprised if I look you up one day. Mr. Kurt, God bless you, sir. Thanks for being here. K9IQB, 73s, and I hope you stick around for the 73 round.
Yeah, I'll be here, Jesse.
All right, very good, sir. All right, this is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and we're moving down the list. KC3 Papa Tango Charlie, Protect the Constitution, has went 73s on us, so it goes down to, let's see, Mr. David did not respond. That's Kilo 3 Delta Oscar Sierra. I guess he took off. Mr. Moe signed, KD0RSA also signed. Whiskey Whiskey Zero, Mike Papa, out of Minnesota. It goes down to you, Mr. Michael. You have the podium, sir. What do you got for this round?
Breaker.
All right, station recognized on frequency. Give me your call sign, sir. Okay, I guess I'm not picking Mr. Michael up. Whiskey Zero, Mike Papa, are you still with us?
I believe he went in the house and was going to listen on an SDR, but he's not in the transmit mode.
Okay, roger. Well, Mr. Michael, if you are listening tonight, thank you for coming by and supporting the net. Always a pleasure hearing from you out of Minnesota. That's Whiskey Zero, Mike Papa. Out of Fishkill, New York, Mr. Frank, W2GIO. Come on in.
Okay, W2GIO. Let me see if everybody's, if everything's working here. Oh, yeah, okay. I think we're good. I'm listening to a broadcast that was done at noontime today over the hippie radio station from New York City, WBAI. And there's one guy on that station that has sanity, and he's a nutritionist. And he's been on that station for 40 years, and he's straight shooter as far as medical and nutritional information. And he interviewed a guy by the name of Dr. Robert Malone. Dr. Robert Malone is the inventor of the RNA technique that's used in these vaccines. And so if you want to listen to this, you can go to WBAI Archives. Just go to their website. Well, type in WBAI and then Archives. And you can go and click on the broadcast at 12 noon today. And you can go, you can fast forward to about 20 minutes into the broadcast. It's an hour broadcast. You go into, slide it over to 20 minutes into the broadcast, and you'll hear the talk by this Dr. Robert Malone, who is the RNA inventor, and that's the technique that's being used in these vaccines. And what he is saying is there's what's called an antibody-dependent enhancement, which is a technical term. And he goes into some technical jargon, but you can understand it because essentially what it's doing is it's actually causing a person's immunity system to be basically negated a certain amount. In other words, it doesn't enhance the immunity system. It actually suppresses it. And so they're finding out that with some of these vaccines, the people are experiencing more susceptibility to the coronavirus because of that. So anyhow, I don't want to try to summarize it because it's best to go and listen to it. Again, you go to Whiskey Baker, Adam, India, WBAI, and Archives, and just Google it on the web, and then it'll bring you up to all the broadcasts that are done today. So go over to 12 noon, and you'll see Gary Null is the name of the guy, N-U-L-L, Nolan Boyd, and you can click on and listen to the broadcast. Like I say, if you go over to where you can scroll over to the 20-minute marker, and you can hear this broadcast. And this guy, he's been on some podcasts. I haven't listened to him yet, but I mean, he's the inventor of the RNA techniques that are used in his vaccine, and he's seeing how how it's causing problems with people that have taken the vaccine, and he explains exactly what's happening technically. And I think there's also another part broadcast where they're talking about the nanoparticles that are being used in the vaccine. And I think that's also on his broadcast, but I have to think about where it was in the broadcast. But it's worth listening for the whole hour, and he's on every day at noontime. So if you don't catch him at noontime, you can go to the archive. And if you don't want to listen to it on the internet, there's a phone number you can call, and you can listen to his broadcast on the telephone. And so there you go. Anyhow, it's called Antibody Dependent Enhancement. And it's apparently something that is being, people are becoming more aware of it in the medical world and how it's affecting people. So anyhow, that's it from me, WTGIL. And I'm going to have to be honest because I got to get up on. So I'm going to get everybody some good news today, but God loves them. WTGIL.
Okay, thank you there, Frank. Appreciate you being there tonight. Hey, Bob, I'm still here.
Not a problem. I know.
Okay, I was having to give directions. All right, thank you, Mr. Frank. W2GIO, God bless you, sir. Thank you for your great input, and we hope to hear you Saturday night. So yeah, I know it's getting late, and I'll tell you what, it's hard on us after we get to a certain age. Hey, well, thank you, Mr. Frank. God bless. 73 W2GIO, this is KG4ZXC in the Voting for Offstand, Pennsylvania, for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and I'm going to the top of the list for the 73 round. So Mr. Bob, I'm gonna let you start the 73 round, and I'll finish it up.
All righty, sir. I'm going to pick up an article here about New York Democratic warns Gale Force winds to engulf Cuomo with sexual harassment bombshell drop. This is Western Journal. After one Democrat had predicted a massive political storm would hit Albany, a report from State Attorney General Letitia James that a months-long investigation has concluded that New York Governor Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women. Well, without reading the whole article, first of all, this Attorney General, Letitia James, has said in the past that she wants to be governor. So the person that's doing the investigations on Cuomo wants his job. Now, I'm not a Cuomo lover by no means, because of some of the antics he's done up in New York. But however, when you find out more about this 213-page, I think it's a 213-page investigation, so one of the women that's complaining says she was groped. But when you read into this investigation, at an office party, he put his arm around her for a photograph. Now, he didn't finger her, he put his arm around her. That's groping? Huh. Another one was a female state trooper. So, in a the same time frame, 2014, Cuomo, again, he's one of these, you know, smooth guys, he's single. He asked to kiss her on the cheek. She testifies that she was horrified, but she didn't want to say no because she thought it would be a problem in her having to be part of the security detail. So she said, sure, S-U-R-E, sure. Now, no is no, but sure is yes. So he kissed her on the cheek. So now she's saying that that's sexual harassment. Well then, you should have got a set of balls and said no. You didn't want him to kiss you on the cheek. But why was it not a big deal in 2014 and now it's a big deal in 2021? Because the Attorney General wants to make a big scam, and when she was at her press conference, oh, was she so serious. Oh, this is horrible. This is nothing but, you know, criminal activity. However, there's no criminal charges. Nobody has signed any charges. They just make allegations. Well, that's like somebody saying, you know, KJY's gay. But if you don't got no proof, it's just hogwash. So, again, I am not a Cuomo fan, but this is just another part of the woke cancel culture that we're going to go after this person. And, of course, let's face it, guys, he was no charm when it came to Kavanaugh. He was on the bandwagon for to hammer Kavanaugh. Now, karma has come back and bit him in the butt. So, we'll see how this plays out, but boy, New York is a crap show. Their governor is accused of sexual harassment. The mayor of the city won't let you do anything without the keys to the city after he forces the jab and the shot upon you. So, what a state. What an interesting state. So, with that being said, I'll pass it back to you, Mr. Jesse. KG4ZX in the sea. Oh, and by the way, Mr. Kirk, thanks for joining us tonight. K9, itchy quilted blanket. Back to you, Jeff.
Okay, very good, Bob. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. And Cuomo, man, I tell you, what a piece of work he is. Thank you, Bob, and thank you for running the logger tonight, sir, like always. And always a pleasure working with you, Mr. Bob. All right, N4XYC, what you got for the 73 round there, Mr. John? Okay, N4XYC, are you still with us? Okay, I guess Mr. John has left the building, so N4XYC, if you're there, Mr. John, thank you for being here tonight. It's always good to hear you guys out of Tennessee. Moving down to Mr. Larry for the 73 round. Now, N4ROQ, Mr. Larry, take it away.
Okay, Jesse. I'm going to go down here. Don't have anything pretty important right now. I just wanted to say thank you and Bob for all you do. You did a great job, and thanks for running the net. Always enjoy the comments. You get a lot of good ideas and a lot of information. Remember, we've got chaos on the border still with Biden putting these illegals at different airports, military installation, in other words, down in Texas and flying these illegal Mexicans mostly to the swing states so they can have more voters there if they want to vote Democrat. Mostly to the swing states is what I've heard. So the Democrats are in Texas, not Texas. They're bringing them in and paying for different things for them and getting them set up. And a lot of times the people in the area do not know. They're coming in unbeknownst, not unannounced, to set up the Democrats of putting them just anywhere they want to for their own benefit. So just remember what they're doing. They're still at it. They're not talking about it, but the Republican governors and the Republican people know what's going on. People in the United States are the Border Patrol. There's millions coming across the border. They don't have enough people to stop them. And even if they do, the Democrats don't want them to be turned around and sent back across the border. So if you want a group of people like that running their country, then vote Democrat. So back to you, the Jets from N4ROQ, Larry.
Okay, very good there, Mr. Larry, and for ROQ and the Wednesday night lived in it. Thank you, Mr. Larry. It's always a pleasure, and great comments, sir. Thank you, and
I will say 73 to you for
Mr. Larry.
Thank you again. God bless you and your family. Mr. Clint, KC8 Echo Hotel Romeo.
Still listening, Mr. Clint.
It is good to hear that you're there tonight. Hopefully you'll be here with us Sunday night, and we can hear some of your fine comments as well. So, Mr. Clint, God bless you too for being here tonight. KC8 Echo Hotel Romeo and KK4WX, Child of Georgia. Mr. Russ has left the building. WS2Q, also Harvey was in for a radio check. So Mr. Kirk, it goes back down to you for your final thoughts. And so K9, itchy quoted blanket, what do you got for the sum it up for tonight, sir? Mr. Kurt, did you copy?
Down the band.
Okay, clear with Mr. Kurt, then. Itchy quoted blanket, I guess he took off. Was he coming back, Bob?
I copy that. I went down 1KC to ask them to move, but they're being obnoxious and doing it with purpose. So I don't know where Kirk is. He said he was getting tired.
Okay, then. I'm going to be a little bit grumpy then myself. I just kicked it up to about 1,500 watts then, and maybe they'll get the message that, you know, courtesy is the key on the Liberty Net here. All right, Mr. Kurt, if you're there, God bless you, sir. Appreciate you being here. Kilo 9 Echo Quebec Bravo, itchy quarter blanket, always a pleasure. Kilo Charlie 3 Papa Tango Charlie, Mr. Tim had to go, so goes down to Kilo 3 Delta Oscar Sierra, which we got no response to. Alright, let's see, he is not responding, but we're going to give you another try. Mr. David, are you still with us? Okay, I'm hearing nothing from K3 Delta Oscar Sierra. Mr. Mo, KD0RSA, if you're still listening, Mr. Mo, good to have you aboard too, sir. God bless you. Whiskey Zero Mike Papa has left, so thank you for being there tonight. And W2GIO, Mr. Frank out of Fishkill, New York, thanks for being there also, and God bless you for your great comments as well. All right, well, to sum it up for tonight, ladies and gentlemen, this is from Governor Ron DeSantis. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis came out swinging against Joe Biden on Wednesday. Joe Biden on Tuesday attacked Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott in Texas for pushing back on the vaccine passport, the jab. Anyway, and the mask mandate. If some of these governors aren't willing to do the right thing to beat the pandemic, then they should allow businesses and universities who want to do the right thing be able to do it, said creepy Joe Biden, said to Florida and Texas. If you aren't going to help, at least get out of the way, he added. So, not a word about the tens of thousands of COVID-infected illegal aliens pouring into Texas every month because the Biden opened the border policy. But Ron DeSantis blasted Joe Biden on Wednesday. Why don't you do your job, he says. Why don't you get the border secure, he said. And until you do that, I don't want to hear a bleep about COVID from you, DeSantis said to Creepy Joe. So finally, people are stepping up and they're tired of this BS, and it's about time. All right, this is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net running into Thursday Morning Liberty Net. So thank you, everyone who's participated in tonight's Liberty Net, and
I guess we're going to get ready to close the net, ladies and gentlemen. So we appreciate everybody who's checked in tonight with us here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. And I'll make a quick last comment. Does anyone ever... Does anyone else have anything else to offer tonight? Please go now. Okay, Mr. Bob, I guess we'll close tonight's Liberty Net. So thank you, and I'll let you do the closing statement.
Alrighty, sir. I want to thank Paul for supporting the Liberty Net
It is my prayer for God to bless this country with this great country. And with that said, I will pass the back to you.
Hey, very good, Bob, and thank you once again, and everyone who's checked in tonight. This is KG4ZXC. I'd like to thank also Mr. Marty, our net manager, and to IRJ and his lovely wife, Miss Laura, and to JTTF, and everyone who's checked in tonight. It's been a pleasure being your net controller, and I hope you come back Saturday night. With that, and I'd like to say a quick thought and prayer to each and everyone who's out there tonight on the Liberty Net, and we keep everyone in thoughts and prayers. With that being said, this is KG4ZXC closing the Wednesday Night Liberty Net at 12:17 a.m. on 8/5/2021. And thank you, Mr. Paul, for doing all the recordings. God bless each and everyone, and God bless this great country, and God save America. 73's off, and 73, Bob.
73's, Mr. Jeff. Go visit your family members that I believe you have there. I will catch up with you later on. So, and let's get together and take care of that engine oil problem. K-A-H-A-O-Y.
Roger, roger. 73's, and thank you, Mr. Larry, and take care down there in Tennessee.